Yo, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes coming at you again. And we're going to talk about something really interesting here, which is always interesting because it's never ending and we're never probably going to get to the bottom of women's emotions. You know, how do you deal with women's emotion? How do you not get mad? You know, mad meaning even going crazy over some of the emotions that women, you know, that's what they are, you know, and if you're a woman listening to this, you know, I'm not trying to be condescending. I don't know, you know, what the word would be, but I'm just putting it out from a man's perspective, how we view your emotional roller coasters, because that's what they really are. And I think for a woman, accepting that is probably the first step into, you know, managing them better. But we're going to talk about a man's point of view here. And the man's point of view is that, you know, a woman, one day she's happy, one day she's sad. Actually, within a day, you're going to notice some changes. One minute she's happy, one minute she's sad. The next minute she's hungry, the next minute she's excited, the next minute she's mad. That, you know, and if you're a man trying to navigate through that roller coaster, you go crazy because you can't. You can't, you know, a lot of things, not everything, but some of the things are hormonal. They got different things in their head. You're not going to be able to judge them based on what you feel. So the best solution is to just let them be. And if they're not asking you directly to solve a problem, stay out of it. You know, because I think that's where men get in trouble, trying to resolve all these problems women come up with in their heads. All these worries and all these, and if you try to resolve all of those, I mean, you won't be able to. You're just gonna get frustrated. You're gonna frustrate her. Just let her go up and down in her emotions. You stay steady. Actually, that really helps them, you know, gauge whether they're being crazy or not, is when they see you really steady and not losing control. So that's the first step. Is just you remain neutral. Now, there's times that they're going to ask you directly to help them. And at those times, then you offer your support. You know, they're like, oh, well, you know. But if they just want you to listen, just listen. Don't try to take things personal. You know, just listen. They're going to tell you some things that you're not going to like a lot of times. And that's the real mistake, is taking it personal. And that's where arguments start. That's where problems begin. So you need to just kind of listen. And that's it. Don't give opinions. Don't, you know, just listen. And if they ask you something directly or if they need help directly, that's different. And you're going to be able to tell the difference when the opportunity comes. But in the meantime, just let them live through the little emotional roller coaster. And when I say little, I don't mean to demean it again. I know, ladies, that it's very real what you guys feel. But you know, from a man's perspective, we don't go through that. So we're very extreme, man. We go from upset to happy very easy, and vice versa. So we don't experience all these other gray areas as much. So dealing with a woman's emotion as well, you need to not play the hero and try to give advice. Don't give women advice, you know, because it's just going to backfire on you. Just listen. I guess, you know, it comes down to listening. I mean, it comes down to just paying attention and listening. Paying attention doesn't mean that you got to be on every word. Just give her the feeling that you care. Even if you don't, I mean, you may not care that her friend at work wore the same blouse, that whatever the issue is. They always have issues with friends at work. Because don't get on those either, because they might hate somebody at work, but they might be friendly with them later and then they both hate somebody else. If you're a man, I guess I should clarify, a heterosexual man. Because, you know, I know some gay guys that get into that little circle as well of you know, talking about people and all that. If you're a man, just don't talk about people don't say anything. It'll be used against you one day. Just listen. Just listen. Chris Rock had a joke where he talked about a woman. You just gotta go, just listen and go, and once in a while throw in, "I told you that bitch crazy." And that's always been super funny to me, because that's really how it is. Like, if you say, "I told you that bitch crazy," like in the middle of whatever she's saying, usually it may go hand in hand with whatever she's talking about. So it's very real. But then again, you gotta understand their emotions to them, as they're feeling them, they're real at that moment. So don't act like it's not a big deal, because that's when arguments start too, because she's gonna go in on you. Just act like it's important, yet don't take action. You don't need to take action unless she, of course, if she's like, "Hey, my car tires are messed up," or whatever, it's something, you know, that you can help. "Oh, well, let me fix your tires for you," you know, it's something about safety, something like that, or, you know, but that's about as far as you need to go, is when it's something that's urgent, that needs, you know, your help, you know. And for example, you know, they always have guys hitting on them at work or whatever. Don't take it personal. You're not going to be able to fight every guy in the world, especially if your girlfriend's pretty. What are you going to do? You know, guys are going to hit on them. That's what guys do. Unless they're being disrespected, or unless they feel disrespected, or especially if they tell you that they're being disrespected or feel disrespected, that's when you take action. If they're just telling you that some guy is hitting on them, don't jump. You know, leave your jealousy behind, because that jealousy is a sign of insecurity. You need to just let that go. Yet, you got to be protective at the right moments. You won't be able to fight every guy out there. I'm telling you, there's too many of them. And you also need to protect her, though. You know, you need to know the difference between when she's being emotional, or when there's a real threat to her safety, or to something that needs to be, you know, something that you need to take action on. You just need to use your common sense. But for the most part, 90% of the time, it's just an emotion that goes away, like fear and all of that. Those are emotions that come and go. So you can't jump at every opportunity to save the day. You just, you know, save that for when you really need to save the day. In the meantime, in order to deal with a woman's emotion, you need to just listen. Listen, and that's it. Don't take action. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Don't give opinions. And obviously, don't give advice. That's my advice to you as men. It's just listen up. Don't say anything. And don't take it personal. Oh, yeah. Very big. Don't take anything they say personal. They're going to say some things to get your attention. And some of those things can be and will be insulting. That's a woman's weapon. It's her tongue. You need to not take it personal. Trust me, she'll get... If you every time she says something insulting to you, you're jumping at the opportunity to just yell and get mad, she got you. She got you, because now she know how to get to you. You need to put that stone face on, like you don't really care. And trust me, she'll stop. She knows that it won't get to you, it won't bother you. You know, you need to give her attention when she's being good, and you need to ignore her when she's being bad. That way, it's like any human. You know, we learn behaviors and patterns. If every time that she's acting out, you're giving her attention, she's going to continue acting out for that attention. But if she's acting out and you're ignoring her, yet when she's being cool with you, you're giving her attention, then she's obviously going to do more of what gives her the good attention, the positive attention, the positive feedback. So make sure you remember that. All right. So I'm going to let you go and think about that. I'm glad you listened and you didn't take action. It's the same thing you got to do with her. Just listen up, be wise, and be a man. You know, don't let your emotions get in the way of her emotions. Can't have two emotional roller coasters in the same house. And if you do, Oof, I feel for you. That's the source of your arguments right there. So I'm going to be outie. Until next time, peace. I'm out.